Andrew Buchholz joins us from Yahoo Sports to talk about the Labor Day Classic. Andrew, thank you for being with us. It was not a classic football game, but I got to believe the people in Hamilton just went, ah, Tim Horton Stadium was ready, and that's probably the bigger story of the day, was it?
That's absolutely the bigger story, Roger. There didn't seem to be too many big issues with the stadium, which is remarkable considering that they only got the occupancy permit at about 9 p.m. last night. So it was right before the game. But despite that, despite the rush to finish it, and despite only 18,000 people being able to go to it, it sounded like things went pretty smoothly at the stadium, and that's good news for the Tiger Cats.
And Andrew, I think it bears repeating because people see that attendance figure, but realize the stadium was not even ready enough to have a larger crowd. It seats a lot more than that, but that's the best they could do for day one.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, there's no suggestion that that there was a lack of demand for tickets or anything. I think the fans who went, it may not have been the greatest game, but hey, they got to see their team win, and that's been pretty rare for the Tiger Cats this year.
It has been rare for anybody in the East Division to win. And before we get into the particulars of this game and a much better game out West, but aren't all games much better out West this year, Andrew, on Labor Day, really just got to, you know, talk about that. The Toronto Argonauts are 3-6 and they're in first place. We may never see that again.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been pretty remarkable to see how bad the East Division's been this year, and not just having bad teams. You see bad teams every year, but it's been remarkable to see a whole division be this lousy top to bottom. And what's interesting with that, too, is that at times the Argonauts have looked really good. They've looked like a team that can hang with the West. They didn't at all today. They were just dreadful against the Tiger Cats, and the one thing that usually has worked for them, the passing offense, that was nowhere to be found. Ricky Ray had one of the worst games of his career as an Argonaut, and despite that, they still just about won at the end. So that says something about how bad the Tiger Cats are, too.
Sure does. Andrew Buchholz from Yahoo Sports, CFL writer, is with us. Roger Lajoie. It is Sportsnet tonight on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and the Sportsnet Radio Network as we talk about the Labor Day classics in the CFL. Certainly weren't classics on the field. Any explanation for this in terms of the Argos' performance today? It looked like they were turning around. We've talked a little bit about this. And was this just a case of maybe both teams caught off guard in a new stadium kind of thing? Or maybe talk about the semantics involving this game, Andrew, because, boy, it's disappointing. Not for Hamilton, because, as you said, the W's are so important. But from the Argos' perspective, that's a clinker.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the new stadium might have been part of it. I think that having so many more fans there, because keep in mind that Hamilton's been playing in front of just over 6,000 fans at McMaster Stadium, so they had almost triple that amount at this one. I think that helped inspire their defense, helped lift them to a higher level, and I thought the Hamilton defense in particular played pretty well. The Argos defense also played reasonably well, and their MVP on the day might have been punter and kicker Swayze Waters, had a great game, but it's just the offense didn't seem to be clicking for them. There were lots of little miscues on the Tiger Cats side as well, particularly on offense and particularly towards the end of the game. And what was really surprising in this one is it didn't seem like anybody wanted to win it right at the end. You had Hamilton fumble the ball at the goal line, then Toronto throw an interception, Hamilton fumble it right back, and then Toronto run about the worst last second play you could come up with. So there's a lot of work for both of these teams to do. They've got to be impressed with what they got from their defenses, but offensively, neither of those teams is doing anything promising right now.
No, for sure, and the result was 13-12 today, so the Argos 3-6 are in first place, remarkably. Tiger Cats tied with the Alouettes at 2-7 as the East limps along. However, they are playing each other more, so those win totals will go up just by osmosis, but a disappointing game to watch, but a nice one for the Tiger Cats. And big story, of course, that Tim Hortons Field was unveiled and is ready to go, and hopefully they'll have it at full capacity by their next game. West Division, the Calgary Stampeders jumped over the Eskimos for first place with a 28-13 win and a record of 8-1. That's a pretty impressive victory for Calgary.
Yeah, it certainly is, considering especially that both of those teams came into this one at 7-1, and there was a real question about whether the Calgary Stampeders or the Edmonton Eskimos had had the better season to this point. I thought that this was a pretty impressive, pretty dominant performance from Calgary, and what really stood out was the effort they got from John Cornish. John Cornish, obviously, he's missed most of this year with a concussion, but he was league's most outstanding player last year, and he looked to be back in that form this week. He averaged almost 10 yards per carry. He was just dominant on the ground, and that rushing attack really paved the way for Calgary to throw and really gave them the edge in this one. For Edmonton, I don't know how much they can take away from this one. Their offense obviously has to be better, but part of that was that they didn't have starting quarterback Mike Riley. Their defense has to be better against the run, but it still looked pretty decent against the pass. But at the moment, the Calgary Stampeders just look like a very solid top-to-bottom team, and maybe the best in the CFL right now. There's a lot of season left to play, though.
A lot of season left, for sure, and probably the best game of the weekend was the Saskatchewan Roughriders beating Winnipeg 35-30 in what was a dandy football game. And after, you know, a kind of so-so start to the season, a 1-2, the Green Riders are the hottest team in the CFL right now at 7-2. Your assessment of that one, Andrew?
Yeah, the Rough Riders are certainly tearing it up right now, and they're doing a lot of impressive things. I like the way that I love the way their defense is playing. It seems every game, their defensive line in particular is getting just tons of pressure on opposing quarterbacks. What was interesting in this one was that they pulled it off despite John Chick not recording the sack. John Chick's been their leader for most of this year. He's been the CFL sack leader. But Winnipeg was able to double-team him and shut him down. That paved the way for other guys on that line to step up. I think that's really the strength of these Rough Riders is their defense, particularly that defensive line. They've shown some impressive things on the offensive side of the ball. I think their ground game in particular is promising. I don't know if there's really one guy there you can settle on, but they've seen good things from the likes of Will Ford, from the likes of Anthony Allen, from the likes of Jerome Messam. I think the passing game still needs to get better, and in my mind, that's the one real weakness of the Rough Riders right now. Even in a pretty good game for them, Darian Durant still threw for just over 200 yards, but the Rough Riders are certainly rounding into form. They've got a nice win streak going, and they pulled off a pretty impressive shootout win over Winnipeg.
Sure did. Finally, before I let you go, Andrew, NFL Network is reporting the Montreal Alouettes have reached out to free agent defensive end Michael Sam. I suppose that's no surprise, and good on the Alouettes because they have the negotiating fees there. But and I would assume that Michael Sam is going to explore every option available to him in the National Football League. But maybe talk about the impact that would make to the CFL if he decides to pursue his career here in Canada while he continues to wait for an NFL opportunity.
Well, I think it's certainly a move worth doing by the Montreal Alouettes. He's a guy who's absolutely worth having on your negotiation list. And you're quite right that he's going to explore every NFL opportunity first. But there hasn't been a lot of NFL interest in him from other teams. Since the St. Louis Rams released him, he passed for waivers unclaimed, so nobody wants him for the active roster. And a lot of the practice roster spots have already filled up. So if the NFL, for whatever reason, doesn't work out, there will certainly be other opportunities for him, maybe in television, maybe a book deal or something. But if he wants to keep playing, the CFL may wind up being his best shot. And what really stands out to me is that Michael Sam looks at the moment like a guy who might be a better fit as a defensive end in the CFL than the NFL. He's about 260 pounds, and that's awfully light for a defensive end in the NFL, even in a 4-3 front. But it's pretty much exactly what most of the CFL's best guys are. John Chick, 250 pounds. John Bowman, 250 pounds. Odell Willis, 255 pounds. So to me, Michael Sam looks a lot like one of those guys who's an incredibly talented pass rusher, overlooked by the NFL for his size, and in his case, maybe some of that media circus as well. But he reminds me a lot of some of those talented guys who have come up here and made a difference. And as guys like Cameron Wake showed, if you come up to the CFL Cleveland, if you turn in an incredible defensive performance, the NFL will be watching. So if Michael Sam does wind up coming up here, keep in mind he can sign just a one-year contract now. He'll obviously want to pursue the NFL first, but the CFL might well be an option for him. And with where the CFL is right now, it's a good option and a good way to show to the NFL that you can survive in that league.